It is fun to be able to sing and to celebrate, isn't it? Imagine if there was no Christmas. Can you even imagine that? I mean, the kids are probably going, there is no way that I can imagine that. I mean, think about it. No Christmas trees. No school programs. No, you know, stockings hung by the chimney with care. No Christmas parties at work. No Hallmark movies. There would be a blessing, I guess, maybe. No presents. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, what? Think about it in this way. What would we be doing today? What would we, you know, we kind of look at things and we go, well, you know, life would go on maybe as normal. But I think if there was no Christmas, it would have changed everything, wouldn't it? Over the past 4 weeks, we've been looking at the question, what if? And we asked the question of, what if Mary had said no to the angel? What if Joseph had decided to quietly divorce Mary and leave her? What if the Magi hadn't been watching and they missed out on all of it? Or last week, Pastor Tim talked about what if the angel's message of peace on earth was not true? It wasn't really the message. You know, we could debate all of these what-if questions, and we could kind of go around and around in a circle and kind of wonder, you know, well, you know, maybe we could do this or this. God could have done this, as we talked about in a few of them. But I think the question of this morning is one that goes far beyond any what-if that we could consider otherwise in the stories that we read in the Christmas story. What if God didn't send His Son? Could you imagine the incredible impact that would have? I want to look at just actually probably the shortest Christmas verse and the most popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16. And I want us to look at that from the position of, what if Jesus had never come? What if God had not sent His Son? You know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know that. Even kids, we know that one, right? You know, we look at this and we go, well, if Jesus had not come, we'd be stuck in the Old Testament. Our Bible would actually be a lot smaller, right? We'd stop at Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, all of those would be gone. So we'd be stuck in the old, you know, sometimes I've heard people say, well, you know, if we were to be, if God had not sent His Son, then one of the things we'd be looking at is we'd be having to do animal sacrifices to cover sin. You know, we wouldn't be sitting in a church singing about Jesus, would we? We'd be in a synagogue somewhere and singing other stuff and having very different services than what we have today. As a matter of fact, we would be living by a lot of rules and regulations. You read the Old Testament, you go, wow, they had to follow a lot of rules. But I want to consider, what would be the real impact had Jesus never come to earth? It says in John 3:16, that first part, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. The whole story of Jesus coming to this earth, the whole story of the manger begins because of love. Because God so loved the world. Now, think about this. If God had decided not to send His Son, that would put that very first phrase in question, wouldn't it? Because then God did not so love the world. Imagine just that thought in and of itself. God would be a God that doesn't love His creation. He would be a disconnected God, even at times possibly a vengeful God. It would kind of be like that person that tells you, I love you, but never shows it. Yet Paul says to us in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrated his love for us. You get that? He demonstrated. He didn't just say it. He didn't just say, I love the world. Oh man, no, look at them, they're a mess. He'd have been right. But you get what it is. If God had not sent his son into this world, if he had not done that, then it couldn't say, for God so loved the world. And that would change everything. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. Now this is one of those areas where you kind of go, wow, this is love in action, number one. But imagine if God had said, I love you, but there's no way I'm sending you my son. You know, I kind of look at this and I go, I couldn't do that. Now understand that this was not God sending his son because he was disciplining his son or he was upset with his son. If you remember last week, Pastor Tim, in two areas in Scripture, showed us where God from heaven said verbally for people to hear, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. So we know that God the Father and God the Son had a great relationship. It wasn't being sent down here because he was upset with him. He was sent because of his love. Now, imagine, had he not sent his son, what would that say about God? He would be selfish, uncaring. It wouldn't bother him what we were going through. But God so loved the world that he sent his son. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, look at these words. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. See, God's love was so much that he didn't like to see us in the state that we were in. So he sent his son who didn't know sin. He wasn't condemning his son. He was sending his son so that we could have hope. Again, I couldn't see myself doing that. I love you guys. But I don't know if I could send one of my daughters to die for you. That's just reality, isn't it? I think if I asked every one of you, our answer would probably be the same. I really like you. Good luck. But notice, God sent his son. Romans 8:3, for what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of flesh to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in the flesh. God's love was so much that he was willing to give up his greatest gift. Had he not, well, it would be very different. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him. And you see, this is an important part, because had God not sent Jesus, had he not come in that way, notice what would not have been here. We wouldn't have a story. There would be no story to tell. We wouldn't be able to talk about a child in a manger. We wouldn't be able to talk about the shepherds. We wouldn't be able to talk about everything would be meaningless. You realize, had Jesus not come, we would not be sitting here today. You know why? Because we'd have nothing to hope in. No hope. We would be living out our lives simply by the desires of our flesh, the things that we want to. We would have no truth to hold on to. No hope. You know, it's interesting because I actually ponder this periodically as I'm thinking about things and studying. And I go, how different would it have been? This is one of the areas that we can actually see how different it would have been. Because we have so many in our world today that are living as if he never came, right? Scripture says that broad is the road and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many be there that find it. And so we already know in our society, in our world today, so many have not seen the message of the cross. And so many of them are walking down that path and they have absolutely no hope, literally living their lives for no purpose to simply die. Could you imagine if that was the whole world that had to live that way? But you see, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that we could have hope, that we could believe in truth, that we would have a message that we could tell. But then He takes it to the next one. He says that all who believe in Him should not perish. What an incredible thought that this is. Could you imagine, had Jesus not come, had God not sent His Son, the implications, the ramifications of this one thought? You and I would still be dead in our sins. You know, I said earlier that we would be doing animal sacrifices, but do you understand what that did? It only temporarily gave a covering. Sin would still rule. We would still be under the full curse of that sin. And the result of that sin would be no hope for salvation whatsoever. And think about what this would mean about God. It would mean that God doesn't care. Now, I know that there are some out there, some that feel that God doesn't care. But understand that the fact that He sent His Son for us shows the deep amount of care and love that He has for us. Because had He not, we would be dead in our sin. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." You see, that gift, the hope that we have, was given for all. There are many who have avoided it, many who have rejected it, many who don't see it, but He came for all. This is the heart of God. He sent His Son that all who believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I love the phrase when Jesus says, "I have come to give life and to give it abundantly." You see, He didn't just come to say, "Okay, let's take care of the problem here." I mean, think about if Jesus had not come, if God did not come, what would this mean for us? Again, we wouldn't have abundant life on this earth. There would be no joy for us at all. But we would live in this constant, what happens next? What happens when I come to the end of this life? Could you imagine every day waking up in the morning and going, if my life were to end today, is that it? Is there nothing more? But Jesus said, "I came to seek and to save that which was lost." The Bible makes it absolutely clear that without Jesus Christ, we are without the hope of eternity. We have no hope of a home. Yet Jesus, for His part in coming as a child, living His sinless life, dying on the cross, He said, "I am going to prepare a place that where I am, you may be also." He is preparing for us a home. But do you understand that had He not come, we would have only one eternal destination? According to what Scripture says, we are all bound for that one destination. Because you realize, this is what God saw from heaven. He saw a really messed up world, one that was so full of sin. He says, "There's not anyone righteous, not even one person who is worthy to be in my home." He said, "If there's nothing that they can do." And because of His great love, it says that the wages of sin, that what we deserve is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, "The only way that I can do this is if I send them the gift that never stops giving. I send them the eternal gift. I send them the perfect gift. I send them my Son." I come to this point and I go, praise God that we don't have to ask the question, what if Jesus never came? He came. We know that. However, it brings us to the place where it causes us to need to ask another question, a different question. It's not a, what if God didn't send His Son? Well, we get all of that. But the question is this, what if I choose to miss the manger? What if I choose to overlook the gift that was given? You realize all of our what if that we've talked about were simply missed opportunities if they would have said no. If Mary would have said no, okay, she wouldn't have experienced something incredible. Had Joseph said no, then he would have missed out on an incredible thing. Had the Magi said no, they would have missed out on their part of the story. Had the angels, had the shepherd, we could go down all of these lists. But do we understand if God said no? That changes everything. We celebrate Christmas, the coming of our Savior. What if I choose to overlook that gift that was given? You see, the result would be severe because it would be the same as if Jesus had never come for me. Do you get that? Our what if question about if Jesus had never come gives us the answer of what if I never chose. However, it wouldn't be God's fault because God so loved the world that He did give His only Son, that whoever believes in Him, you get that one? Whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is the story of Christmas. The question, have you accepted the free gift that has been offered to you this Christmas? My prayer is that if you have not had that moment with Him where you received His gift of salvation, that today would be that day. Because that gift was given for you. And that gift was given for all eternity. Father, as we consider this question, the only thing that we can do is come to the place of saying thank you. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for seeing our need so deep that you made a way to which we could be with you for all eternity. It's easy for us to overlook the enormity of this gift. We see a child in a manger. We see a nativity set. We hear the hark the herald angels sing. But we often overlook the one King. Thank you for sending your Son, the King, as a child to give us life. Amen.